Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget you can always download the Guardian Radio app on the Play Store or App Store and listen to us from the device in your pocket. We are actually also now partners with Alive, so why don't you rush in there and get yourself a nice little telephone. Tonight, who have I got in the studio? I've got three wonderful women, lovely ladies. I'm just going to alliterate for the next 5 minutes. Two are regulars on the show because they actually work at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas in the Education Department. I'm welcoming Education Officer Katrina Cartwright to the studio.
Glad to be here, Amanda.
Lovely to have you. Community Outreach Officer Abby Smith.
Hello.
Hello. And then our very special guest lighting up the studio and just... again, making us all happy to be in her presence, the wonderful Sanovia Pierre, organizing secretary of the E. Clement Bethel National Arts Festival.
That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. That's why I slowed down. You noticed that, right?
Yes, yes,
I normally talk fast, but when I got to say that whole thing, I like slow it down.
Yep.
E. Clement Bethel and National Arts Festival. Now, I'd hope that most people knew who E. Clement Bethel was. But why don't we start with that? Who is he? Why do we have a festival named after him?
Well, he was a composer, nationalist, musician, pianist, cultural ambassador, and he was the very first Bahamian director of culture.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes, and that is... the claim to fame, I guess, the reason why the festival was named in his honor.
Mm-hmm.
This festival was started back in 1959.
Wow.
Yeah.
A long time ago. Before we were who we are.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And it was started by some expats that basically saw the talent of the children. It was only music then. And... when Clement Bethel became the director of culture in 1971,
mm-hmm.
That's when other aspects were added in, like dance and art and junkanoo. And so it mm-hmm. became a
and
festival.
Theater. And
correct.
Because you know, I have to brag right now, right?
Yes.
You know, I've got to brag and say that my daughters have gotten, like, some, you know, in the theater. We're
yes,
only in
yes.
the theater part, not in the art part.
Oh,
they're like,
no, Lord.
I'm ashamed
wow.
to say that
not even
daughters
art.
Are not following me in that part. Well, they are the theater people.
Well. But all of that stuff over the 70s, in that decade, mm-hmm. all of that other stuff came
got
in, the drama,
in, yeah.
and yes,
yeah.
got added in. And
so now it's a really, it's a huge
it is,
nationwide endeavor.
It is, it's the largest.
Mm-hmm.
It's the largest. Of course, we have the Junkanoo Festival and all those other things, but E. Clement Bethel is basically the biggest festival mm-hmm. that the government mm-hmm. Subsidizes, or I should say totally funds when you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
encompasses the entire country.
Yeah, and it's important also because, I mean, you speak to, you know, we all immediately think of Junkanoo when we
yeah,
think of Bahamian culture. So it's
most
so
definitely.
Important that we have this other festival that recognizes, again, all these other art forms, because sometimes I feel like people doing other kinds of art are somehow seen as like, oh, well, that's, you know, that's not really the
yeah,
Bahamian. You know,
it's true.
And it's so great that there's this festival that really encourages the young people to do
I'm
all
totally
of that
with
stuff.
You. I'm totally with you because as a musician, I'm guilty
mm-hmm.
of forgetting that. Well, I wouldn't say forget, but say not paying as much attention to the visual artist
mm-hmm.
and the theater persons mm-hmm. and the dancers and whatnot, because of course the first thing that comes to my mind is
music
and singing
right,
and instruments
right.
and whatnot, and then I go, but wait a minute, we're all artists, we're just, you know, doing different things. There's performing and there's visual and
mm-hmm.
there's
mm-hmm.
you know, all this stuff. And so I'm guilty of that as well, and I'm glad that I'm able in this season and in this capacity now to try and bring an awareness mm-hmm. to the country that all of these kids out there, they're artists within their rights.
Yeah, and I have to say I've been lucky enough to be invited to some of the events and performances, and I'm constantly blown away. The little tiny
yeah.
kids from some family island get up and just
take over the room.
Yeah.
And it's really extraordinary, the talent we have out there. And that it is so innate and starts so young.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it's great that you're kind of encouraging that.
Yeah. One of the things that we say with the adjudicators is to meet them where they are, mm-hmm. Use what they have. And traveling with Katrina and Abby, mm-hmm. and basically, because Katrina will tell you, I've asked, like, what does this mean? Or, how do you adjudicate that? Or, mm-hmm. if I don't understand, mm-hmm. Hearing them say to these people, listen, you have driftwood in your backyard. The ocean is your canvas, is out mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. And, don't say, I don't have this, or I can't, get paints, or I can't do this, mm-hmm. because you have all these things here mm-hmm. that people pay thousands of dollars for.
That's
and you
true.
Can just walk down the beach and pick it up.
I know, you go down Fifth Avenue in New York, you see some fancy driftwood candelabra exactly. for $500. You're like,
You understand? And so, and to see them say to these people, use what you have to make your art. Use mm-hmm. what you have to show your talent. Use what you have and show people who you are and what you are, mm-hmm. Is like, okay, yeah. That works.
So how many islands do you get to, and how do you manage that with all the, we all know about the logistical challenges.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How do you get around? Yeah. How many adjudicators do you have? We'll get with Katrina and Abby. We'll hop in the next segment to speak about their experience being an adjudicator. But you have other adjudicators.
Yes.
You need ones for every category, right?
Yes. We have a music adjudicator, and that's the biggest mm-hmm. Category. And the ideal thing would be to have a vocal adjudicator and an instrumental adjudicator. We, of course,
Will you be the vocal adjudicator?
Well, I'm supposed to be the all-seeing of all.
Yeah, the organizer. Right.
I'm the all-seeing of all kind of thing. And then, of course, we have drama and theater. Mm-hmm. And then we have dance. Mm-hmm. That's, I should call their names. Well, for the last 2 years, it's been Philip Burrows, of mm-hmm. course, with theater and drama. Mm-hmm. And then Lawrence Carroll for dance. Mm-hmm. Trent Davis was the music adjudicator. And, of course, with the help from you guys at the NEGB, we've had Abby and, Abby Smith, Abby Makeup, and Katrina Cartwright, who, of course, were the art persons.
Yeah.
We've been to the major islands, Abaco, Eleutheric, Zuma, Cat Island, Acklands, Meguana, Inagua, Exuma, help me, Long Island.
Crooked Island.
We've been to Berry Island, Bimini. So that's like the major ones.
Wow,
and then, of course, and Grand Bahama. Yeah,
that's very impressive.
And then we've had entrance from Moores Island, which is a little island off Abaco. And then mm-hmm. we have Hopetown and all those little ones who are along the shore of Abaco. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have, she's looking at me like.
Berry Islands.
Yeah. Yeah, we Berry Islands, but we said that, huh?
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yes, because there's things like, there are places like Long Key that some people don't even know where that is, San Salvador, all those places. And of course, those places usually will enter once they've not been affected by, of course, we know the hurricane mm-hmm. seasons. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that affect those persons and affect us getting to them.
Well, I was going
to
say, what's quite interesting, which I only just thought about right now while you were speaking, is it's not only us learning about their culture, we get to learn about
that's what it
their,
is
right so like you having to go there is taking this group
that
of
is what it is that
so
is
it's,
what
you know,
it
it's
is
a kind of different kind of culture, obviously.
Yes,
but that,
because
that,
when we get to those islands mm-hmm. we say to the people that are there, so what do we eat, what do you eat here?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
we go.
But all, you know, and that you're just getting there, right?
Correct.
I mean, I'm always surprised. When I was a young person, so long ago.
Oh, Lord.
I backpacked around on the mail boats. And so I figured that most people just did that once mm-hmm. or twice because it's a way to get around.
Right,
you know,
right.
Your, but I realized that a lot of people haven't done that.
Yeah.
And it's such an interesting
a lot of people
experience.
Haven't.
And I really actually would recommend anybody to do that because it's such a fascinating, and I know that you're not always doing a mail boat, you're taking planes and things like that, but it really shines this window into how our people live mm-hmm. that aren't in New Providence.
Most definitely.
And the difficulties they have to go through.
Yes.
I remember when I was on Cat Island and we needed a a socket wrench, and it was like 3 days WhatsApping people up and down the island
to find who has a socket wrench.
Who's got a socket, you know? And you know, it's just again a whole different way of being connected and finding things. And so I think that's, you know, it's probably quite an experience even with adjudicators, right?
Even with kids on the same island, like say an island like Abaco. The kids in Cooperstown never get to see the kids in Sandy Point because they're so far away.
Right, yeah.
You know, from Marsh Harbor, it took us almost about an hour and a half. People were waking up and sleeping and going, we ain't there yet, you know, because it's so far away. So imagine
the kids. Because the roads, like here, we think, oh, it's not so far. Because now we have the highway and we have
that far.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm just saying, like, you forget that their roads also aren't the same roads, right? So you're not driving. You shouldn't anyhow be driving
at
80 miles an hour. Yeah, so
it's something. Selena's Point in Acklands, man, Lord have mercy. We had to stop. We miraculously we saw somebody in the bush. We were like, "Are we going the right way?" He's like, "Yeah, keep driving for another 45 minutes, and then you might see something." I was like, "What?"
And I will add that when we were going to Selena Point, the entire road was quarry.
Yes, it was.
Oh, really?
It wasn't. Wow. So we were like, "Sure, are we going the right way?" So,
so in a way, it's like a good part of it, too, because in a way, that's our culture as well, right? And we forget it is. Because
understanding and appreciating and realizing, especially when you see these people enter this festival on those islands, the challenges that they're faced with, the things that they overcome to get these kids the exposure and whatnot.
Do you feel that their art practice, whatever a practice that is, whether it's singing or music, is part of that actually like a way to, I don't want to say cope, because I don't want to make out like it's like awful, but is that a way to also just again, you know, because it is something so important, I think, for
it
any
is.
Child.
I think
is a
I mean
form
I,
of expression, right?
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. And I think that it is very many in very many instances it is a way of them getting out.
Yeah, and also just something like I can't remember which island it was, but Katrina sent some pictures back and there were these amazing like fashion and I was thinking, well, maybe because they just can't go to the mall, you know, to buy,
they create their own.
They're creating their own, right? So it's just again a way to kind of
make. But you know, the thing is, in this day and age of technology, one of the things that I want to do and I've been trying to do is push the envelope and say to them, okay, everybody thinks that Nassau, New Providence is the island to compete against. And it's not. It's not. As a matter of fact, I think our students and our entrants here have gotten lazy because they're like, you know, and the other islands, they're working harder.
Yeah.
And they've caught up. And in some cases, past the kids in New Providence.
Oh, yeah, and there's so much talent out there.
Oh, yeah.
We're actually going to have a fashion show sometime in October by a lady who's out in the islands. And some really interesting, you know, again, very interesting ideas, interesting use of fabrics. And so, yeah, it's like we do tend to forget what is out there. But you guys are bringing it all here, and there's going to be an exhibition. So these are all kids up to the age of 18, is it?
Or 18, and then, of course, you have community persons over the age of 18. So you have community as well.
And there will be an exhibition of at least of the artwork that is going to be at The Current, and that's opening on Friday. So everyone can actually go and see some of these things. So Friday the 26th. Will there be any opportunity for the public? It's not?
28th. Friday's the 28th.
Friday the 28th. Yes. You're right. You're absolutely right. Wednesday's the 26th. Yes. Today's the 26th. I'm looking at my calendar and I don't have my glasses on.
Yes.
I'm not reading through the right. I've got trifocals. It's such a nightmare. I tell you, don't get old. That's all I can say. Don't get old. You look through the wrong part of your glasses, you don't even know what time it is. So on Friday the 28th, is there any opportunity for anyone ever to actually see any of the performances? No, right? They can only see or will they be able to see any of the performances?
Yes. The awards and honors concert is on the Thursday evening before.
Oh, and the public can go to that?
Correct. Everybody's invited.
I didn't know that.
Bring all the kids. You're coming,
Amanda.
Well,
I'm coming, but I thought it was just for the schools. I thought it was for the schools and the parents.
Everybody.
So the public will. So if you're listening, go to that because it's amazing.
We've been inviting everybody. We just want them to come and show the support.
So that's on Thursday the 27th.
Yes, and that is also at Bahamar in their theater.
In the convention center.
Yes.
Great. That's fantastic. I didn't know the public would be able to see that. Well, so we're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to hear from Abby and Katrina, who are part of the education department at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, as they have been for the last 2 years now, right? I'm part of the adjudicating team for the Fine Arts Division and speak to them about that experience. We've just been listening to Sonovia Pierre, who is the organizing secretary of the E. Clement Bethel Festival, National Arts Festival. Say that five times quickly.
Yes.
At the Ministry of Esport and Culture, who is responsible for organizing this entire thing, which is sort of extraordinary and really is an amazing feat. So congratulations to all of you. And we'll be hearing more about that after the break. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.